The final stage is to review the project and your efforts to make it a success. Project and workload review can be approached in a number of different ways. In addition to reviewing what has been achieved, it is also important to look at how it was achieved. So, what did we achieve? Reviewing what has been achieved may be a key part of the handover or completion process, and may be needed in order to secure the final sign-off to the project's deliverables. The foundation for this review lies within the original project objectives, which were measurable, and other key project criteria provide the parameters for a comprehensive assessment. How did we achieve it? Unfortunately, this aspect to review is often ignored. However, it can give rise to invaluable learning which could be transferred to future initiatives and so promote continuous improvement and personal development. This type of review tends to focus more on some of the softer or peripheral aspects of the project effort and would encompass things like how well a team performed together and what people did that either helped or hindered progress, for example. Both types of review can be approached in a variety of different ways, ranging from group workshops, surveys, or interviews, etc., to simply reflecting upon your own personal efforts. It may be most useful to apply a combination of approaches in order to ensure that feedback is obtained from a variety of sources in a meaningful way. Whichever approach is used, it may be helpful to structure your review by considering some of the following questions. What am I reviewing? Why am I reviewing it? Who is the review for? When shall I conduct the review? Where shall I conduct the review? And how am I going to conduct the review? Here are some random examples of review points that could be incorporated into your approach. Were the objectives clearly defined and understood? Did we meet our objectives? How did we manage our time? Did any conflict arise? If so, how did we manage it? How accurate were our estimates, time and cost, for example? What behaviours helped us? What behaviours hindered us? What did I do as project manager that helped move things forward? What would I do differently next time? What did the sponsor or the client or the team do that helped or hindered the project? What went well or less well? How would I or the other parties score the project out of 10? Did we communicate effectively? Did everyone have clearly defined roles and responsibilities? Did we achieve the required levels of quality or performance? Did I have the right amount of authority or empowerment to fulfill my role? Did everyone have the right skills to perform their role? Is the customer satisfied? What have been the key learning points from the project? How have I developed personally during the project? What areas of my personal development do I want to work on now? Was there resistance to the project? Why was that? And what did we do about it? Were the project records accurate, complete, and up to date? Does everyone feel rewarded or recognised for their contribution? And was there an atmosphere of honesty and openness? And so the list could go on and on. Plan your review carefully in order to establish which aspects to explore so that you gain most benefit from the exercise. Remember, review is not a one-off exercise. It should form part of your regular project management activities and be built into your project plan so that you can monitor and control more effectively. This concludes the podcast on work and project planning. I do hope you found this useful and thank you very much for listening.